Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. Onyx Queen Media is a lifestyle branding firm, and we also do event planning as well. I want to welcome you guys back again. This week we are at the beginning stages of season four. This is season four, episode three. You don't hate being organized, you hate being accountable. All right, so let's jump right into it. I wanted to do this because I see this happening so much with a lot of, sometimes I see it happen with clients, I see it happen a lot in a lot of businesses, is that people refuse to be organized. And when I say refuse to be organized, meaning they refuse to really sit down and learn a system that helps them every day. And by system, I mean if you need to have a media calendar. For those of you that are in the media world, I know I have a lot of PR folks and other branding folks who listen to my podcast. You need to have a media calendar, okay? If you're not in the media world, you just need to have a business calendar in general to keep track of everything that is going on. One of the things that I see a lot with businesses and business owners especially is that the reason why they're not organized is because they don't want to be accountable if something doesn't go the way that it's supposed to go. You don't want to be accountable with somebody calling you to the carpet to say, oh, well, you said on the 12th you were going to get XYZ done. And I see that a whole lot. Okay, so we need to start being accountable about what we're doing in our business. And honestly, when you put together a really great calendar of all the things that's happening with your business, it holds you accountable and holds you to the table. You know, and that's really what the struggle is. The struggle is not always just being organized and, oh, you know, you are forgetful or whatever. A lot of it has to do with being accountable. You don't want anyone to say to you, you said you were going to do this at this time and you didn't do it. People like to leave things up in the air just to keep everything flowing, you know, just easy come, easy go. Oh, but you know what? When it comes to business and it comes to people's time and people's money and people's effort, this is not an easy come, easy go type of situation. This is a situation where money is time and time is money. So you have to keep this continuous wheel of moving forward. Because if you don't, your business is not going to grow. Or as they say in the business world, your business is not going to scale. Your business should never stay at the same point. So 365 days from now, next year, 2017, my business should have grown more in that year since now that I'm talking to you at this point. You know, so this time next year, my business should have grown a little bit more. 2018, a little bit more, and so on. And the only way to really grow your business successfully is to get yourself organized. I can give you some of the things that I use to organize my business. One thing that is so easy that a lot of people just don't even think about, Google Calendar. And this is another thing. I spoke about being professional and having professional email addresses and all of that, but we are so used to using Gmail, utilize the calendar. There's nothing wrong with using a Gmail calendar. And if you have Google Apps and you have your professional email, which I actually have my professional email through Google, my .com email, so info@onyxqueenmedia.com and all the other aliases that go along with it, it's going through Google Business, $5 a month, and it gives you access to so many different things, even outside of all of the free stuff that you get when you have a regular Gmail account. Take advantage of that calendar. It is such a great tool that people just completely overlook. Take advantage of that calendar. That calendar syncs with iPhone. It syncs with BlackBerry. It syncs with Android. It syncs with everything. If you have a smartphone, that calendar is going to sync with that phone, especially if you have the newer Androids and the newer iPhones. And everybody's out there with an iPhone 6, it absolutely syncs with all of that. So think about what you're doing in your business and think about where you want your business to go and where you want your business to grow. Two things. Where do you want your business to go and where do you want your business to grow? And if you want your business to grow, you have got to get organized. There's no more excuses for being constantly late to meetings. There's no more excuses for constantly missing deadlines. There's just no more excuses for it. I deal with it all the time in my own business where anytime I'm working with a vendor or I'm working with, it doesn't even matter. There are just certain people that they refuse to be accountable. They're never going to give you an exact date. They're never going to give you an exact time. I spoke earlier, I don't even know how many episodes back now, about people who completely suck the time out of you. Anyone who becomes a time suck, an emotional vampire, somebody that just does not care about your personal well-being. This is business, but at the same time, it should not take you to the point where you're getting high blood pressure. It should not take you to the point where you're constantly yelling on the phone for this person to get in line and do what it is that they need to do. That is a person that you do not need in your business, or that is a client that you do not need to deal with. Call people out on their stuff. And it doesn't have to be in a mean way. You can bring them into the boardroom. If you're working a 9-to-5 job, if you own your own company, have a conversation with them and let them know. And do not put any extra time out there or any extra effort out there for people who are not going to take their brands seriously. If they're not taking their brand growth seriously, then why should you? You could spend that time building your own brand and making sure that your brand is going and growing where you want it to be and how you want it to be. So again, this is, you don't hate being organized, you hate being accountable. Accountability is so big in business, and I know that there are people that have the short attention spans and they need certain things to get organized. I already spoke about one of those things. Google Calendar is definitely one of those things that you can use, and it's free.com, okay? It's free. Another thing that organizes my notes is Evernote, okay? Evernote is a godsend for me, okay? Evernote keeps me completely organized, and you can have your team on it. You can email people with it. You can attach documents and media files to it and send the link off and email it to people, and it's cloud-based. It's also based on your computer, and it's cloud-based as well. So you can actually log on to it on your computer and update, and as soon as your computer is connected to Wi-Fi or some sort of internet, it will update the cloud as well. So you can access it from anywhere. And the app is, check your app store, Android users. Check your app store, Apple users. Evernote. Check out Evernote. It is such a great tool. I'm actually looking at my phone right now to tell you some of the things that I use to really stay organized. When I do events, I'm actually searching through my phone. Okay, here we go. When I do events, I know that people use all these different fancy softwares to do events, but I will tell you right now, I always end up coming back to Eventbrite. Eventbrite just keeps everything organized. You can even print out name tags. You can put together sponsorship decks. So it is such a great tool to stay organized. If you're an event planner, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. If you want to stay organized with your invoices, there's so many different things you can use. But the two things that I've used in the past are FreshBooks. That's FreshBooks.com. And also SquareUp. If you guys are used to Square Cash or SquareUp, you can use that. There's the old tried and true PayPal. I still use PayPal as well. You can do great and beautiful invoices in there. Make sure that everybody gets their invoices on time, send stuff out, get stuff done. It's amazing. And all of these tools are free. They're free to sign up. Only when you start to exchange money do they charge a nominal fee. You've got to get organized. If you want your business to grow, you have got to get organized. Another thing that you can use that is absolutely free is Dropbox, Dropbox.com. Dropbox.com gives you, I believe it starts you off with 2 gigabytes of space, okay? And even on the other side of that, if you're used to using Google and you're used to using Gmail, there's Google Drive. Google Drive is free, and I believe they give you 5 gigabytes of space. And don't quote me there, but I know you get a few gigabytes of space, which is a ton of space to put files, pictures, videos, all the things, and it's all cloud-based, meaning you can access it from anywhere. You can go to the website and go right there. All of this stuff, these are apps that you can have on your phone. I don't even have to walk with my laptop anymore. I have everything on my phone. My phone fits right in my pocket. So I'm telling you, get organized, and it will make your life so much easier. Get organized and be accountable to yourself in your own business, and to the people that work with you. I know it seems it may be tough to do. Like I said, there are people who genuinely just do not concentrate well. But if you don't concentrate well, you need to be listening to this podcast. Forward this to somebody that you know that has a lot of issues with being organized. And this is not just in business. All of my podcasts tend to go towards business and entrepreneurs and that sort of thing, but this is just in life. If the kids have chores, all the kids out there now, they got cell phones, they've got iPads, use Google Calendar to put the chores on there. You know, it is a very easy way to keep everybody accountable. Everybody knows where they stand. Everybody knows what's coming up. There's no surprises. This is what is going to grow your business. So you don't hate being organized. You just hate being accountable. And now is the time to change. That's all I got this week. This is Renee Lowe. I'm the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. We are a branding and lifestyle firm. And we just love what we do. We love our clients, the events that we plan, all of that. We love it all. Please send us your questions, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. That's info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Please find us on the web. We are at www.onyxqueenmedia.com. That's onyxqueenmedia.com. We'll talk to you next week.